بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: جلس رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على المنبر وجلسنا حوله فقال: إن مما أخاف عليكم من بعدي ما يفتح عليكم من زهرة الدنيا وزينتها. متفق عليه. Abu Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat upon the minbar and we the companions sat around him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, "Verily, of the things that I fear for you after my demise from this world or after my departure from this world is the beauty and splendor of this world that will be opened up for you." The subject matter of this hadith is very similar to the latter part of the previous hadith, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam swore an oath and he said, "Mal faqru akhsha alaykum." It is not poverty that I fear for you, walakinni akhsha alaykum an tubsata dunya alaykum kama busitat ala man kana qablakum. But what is it that I fear? The wealth of this world, the zenith, the attractions of this world, the pomp and luxury of this world that will be opened up for you. If we analyze this statement which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made upon oath, "Mal faqru akhsha alaykum," it is not poverty that I fear. Faqr, faqiri, poverty, this is not something that I fear for you. Weigh that against our lives, our objects, our ambitions. Perhaps the greatest motivator for most of us is the fear of poverty. And it is this constant fear that we may live a life wherein we lack of the worldly wealth that is driving us on a daily basis in the pursuit of dunya. Whereas completely opposite to that, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, "I take oath upon Allah, I don't fear poverty for you." In fact, ulama ikram mention that al-faqru qad yakunu khayran lil-insan. There are times when poverty is a source of goodness for human beings. In one hadith Qudsi, wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrates the direct words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala says, "Inna min ibadi man law aghnaytuhu la'afsadahu al-ghina." That amongst my slaves there are those that if I had to make them wealthy, if I had to open up the dunya upon them, then la afsadahu al-ghina, that wealth would destroy them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in many, many instances deprives the Muslims, deprives the believers, deprives those that are beloved to Him from the wealth and pomp and luxury and ease and comfort of this world. This does not mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has abandoned us. But we can see from this hadith, Allah ta'ala is saying that there are some many amongst you that if we had to give you wealth, that wealth would destroy you. It would destroy your deen, it would destroy your akhirat. Conversely, وَإِنَّ مِنْ عِبَادِي مَنْ لَوْ أَفْقَرْتُهُ لَأَفْسَدَهُ الْفَقَرِ. And there are those amongst you, Allah ta'ala says, that if I had to make you poor, if I had to cause you to taste poverty, then that poverty would destroy you. You find that, so there has to be a balance. Whilst becoming wealthy should not be the goal and objective of our lives. And we should strive to some extent for independence, where we don't have to stretch our hands out to anybody. Because at times Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us. He said, "Kad al-faqru an yakuna kufra." He said, at times extreme poverty can lead a person to kufr also. And we see in our neighboring countries, sometimes even on our own doorstep, organizations that are propagating falsehood and batil. Many, many instances, many of our Muslim brothers have abandoned and given up their iman, sometimes for medical help, sometimes for a food hamper, sometimes for the future prosperity of their children. These enticements were given, as a result of which people forsook their iman and came out of the pale of Islam. But generally, if we look currently and throughout the ages, Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, we find that the majority of their followers were the poor. فَقَالَ الْمَلَوُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ قَوْمِهِ مَا نَرَاكَ إِلَّا بَشَرًا مِثْلَنَا وَمَا نَرَاكَ اتَّبَعَكَ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ هُمْ أَرَادِلُنَا بَادِيَ الرَّأِي. From the time of Nuh alayhi salam, the first major Nabi of Allah after Adam alayhi salam, from the time of Nuh alayhi salam, the wealthy amongst the people of Nuh alayhi salam said, "We can see that your followers are only the poor people." Because we find that generally this is an usul and principle, that those who are not wealthy are more likely to follow the truth and are more likely to accept the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself said, "Ana awwalu man yuharriku hilqata al-jannah fayuftahu li faadkhulaha wa ma'i fuqara'u al-mu'minin." He said, "I will be the first to rattle the door handle, to rattle the door handle of Jannah. فَيُفْتَحُ لِي, it will be opened for me first. I will be the first to enter Jannah. And who will be with me? مَعِي فُقَرَاءُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ." He said, "The faqir, the poor of my ummah will be with me. They will enter Jannah first." Mentioned another hadith that the poor will enter Jannah 500 years before the rich. So we find that generally, this is an usul, a principle, that the first followers of Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam throughout the ages, and the lack of the pomp and luxury and wealth of this world is conducive for a person to more easily accept the truth and accept the haqq. That is why Allah says in the Quran, "Kalla inna al-insana la yatgha ar-ra'ahu istaghna," that verily insan, human beings, are rebellious when ar-ra'ahu istaghna, when they consider themselves to be independent and wealthy. Because the wealth is something that if we are not careful, it has an extremely corrupting influence. قَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ لِقَوْمِهِ. Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran, Fir'aun was the greatest kafir. He said, "Ana rabbukumul al-a'la." Na'uzu billah, he said, "I am the Rabb." What was the cause of the corruption of Fir'aun? أَلَيْسَ لِي مُلْكُ مِصَرْ وَهَذِي الْأَنْهَارُ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِي أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Can't you see that I am the owner of Misr? The whole of Egypt belongs to me. Alaysa li mulku Misr? Can't you see these rivers that are flowing underneath my feet? So it was this great wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him that corrupted him to such an extent that he was unable to accept the truth. And this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on oath said, "Mal faqru akhsha alaykum." I don't fear poverty. We are weak. So for this reason, ulama ikram say that obviously we don't desire poverty. And we have to be careful, because poverty at times can lead a person to kufr, extreme levels of poverty. But, so it's not something that we desire. But definitely the fadilat and the virtue which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed those who are deprived of the wealth of this world is greater. So if a person finds themselves in that situation, that is in fact an indication of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy towards that particular individual. There should not be this blind and this corrupt pursuit of the dunya. So we find that that same subject matter is found in this hadith, where Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is upon the minbar. The sahaba and companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are sitting around him. And again, the same subject matter. Inna mimma. First hadith, "Mal faqru akhsha alaykum." I don't fear poverty. What do I fear? Inna mimma akhafu alaykum. The thing which I fear for you, min ba'di, after me. In other words, whilst Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is amongst us, his presence to a very large extent protected the Sahaba from the corrupt influences of extreme wealth. In fact, one narration it is mentioned, Sufyan Thawri rahimahullah in his kitab, he mentions this narration that once Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked for some water, and water mixed with honey was brought for Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When this water with honey was brought, he sipped it, realizing that it is not just simple water, but it is laced with honey or mixed with honey. He started crying. So when they saw him crying, the companion has asked him that, Ma yukik, what is causing you to cry? So he says, once we were in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we observed that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was repelling something, chasing away something with his hand, pushing it away. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started crying. So we asked him that, Ya Rasulullah, what has happened? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to explain, the thing that I was pushing away was the dunya, the wealth and pomp and luxury of this world that will blind and corrupt and destroy this ummah. That wealth was coming towards me, I was pushing it away. So obviously I was able to repel it, but the dunya said to me that, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, today you are able to repel me. Today you are able to keep back my negative influences, but after you leave this world, I will come again. And that is the time that I will destroy your ummah. So Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he equated excessive wealth to what? That not drinking plain water, but water with honey had been brought. And this caused him to cry, because he felt that this is the initial glimpse of that prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of the time when the wealth of the world will come towards the ummah. Wealth in itself is not something that is bad. Great, many of the Sahaba were wealthy also, and they achieved great, great heights. But more often than not, more often than not,